What is up, y'all? Welcome back to my third episode of the Yes Ma'am. Sorry, y'all, I am late on posting. I was just lazy. I'm gonna be honest. I was just lazy, but I got some good news, and literally, I got an email that under the personal journals category that I'm in, I am ranked number 58 in the whole US. So I thought that was pretty fucking dope. So if you've been listening, thank you so much. So I know there's been a lot of talk about, like, talking shit about Kim Kardashian and what she said about, like, get your fucking ass up and work. Like, I don't know why people are shitting on her. Like, it's fucking true. Like, sure, she comes from whatever background, but that's not how I took it, you know? Like, work fucking hard for what you want and you'll get it, you know? So I think that was just her point, and everyone is taking it way too fucking personal. Like, don't get me wrong. I know she grew up very privileged, but look at how successful she's been with all of her businesses. Like, she's fucking smart. So I don't know why people are hating, because from my point of view, she's a smart-ass businesswoman. But anyway, I took a break last week off of work, and it was nice, but I still, like, low-key went a little crazy just because I'm the type I need something to do all the time. So there was that. I did fill up my time with going to the gym. Y'all, going to the gym is the easy part. Eating, I struggle with so much. And tell me why. Ever since I turned 27, I've been having issues. My ass is sensitive to fucking everything. It is so annoying. Like, literally everything gives me acid reflux. Like, I have, like, heartburn. What the fuck? Like, I didn't even know what heartburn felt like until my sisters described it to me one day. I'm like, oh my God, that's heartburn? I'm like, I get heartburn all the time. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, so literally, like, last night I was Googling, how do I avoid it? Like, what do I do? And literally, like, all the list of things that you're supposed to avoid, like laying down right after eating, low carbs, no alcohol. Like, I'm doing all of that shit. And I'm like, well, no wonder I'm having these issues, you know? I'm not helping myself. So anyway, I made a friend this past week while I was off. I went out to eat and I met a girl, and her name is Kiana. Shout out to Kiana if you're listening. I don't know. But she was so cool. Like, our vibe was just the same. Like, we're both Virgos. I don't know if, like, it's a Virgo thing. We just, like, clicked, and the way we perceive things and just how we express ourselves was very similar, and it was nice to meet someone that was very like-minded like me. I think another thing that really connected us too was, like, our past experiences and how we coped with things and just the way we do everything, you know? We're very much the people pleasers. We consider everyone and want to make everyone happy, with us being at the bottom of that list. And it sucks that we're like that. I feel like I'm definitely getting better with putting myself first, because literally, I think that's why I, like, fell into depression in the first place. Like, literally putting everyone's feelings before my own, and I need to quit that shit. So here I am. I feel like I definitely take after my mom in that sense, because she literally puts everyone before herself. And I told her, I get that from her, and I didn't realize how much, like, the older I get, the more I'm becoming her, and it is insane. But you know what is even more insane than that? Just her life story. I tell her all the time, she could literally write a book about her life, because it is that, like, mind-fucking. She grew up in Fort Worth, Texas, and just came from a, like, typical white trash family. And she's okay with me saying that, because I was never around those people growing up. So, like, I never knew my white family, really. So growing up, I was always like, oh, like, I'm just Mexican. So a lot of people didn't even know I was half white growing up. But kudos to my mom. She is literally the strongest person I fucking know. Because she literally broke, like, a generational curse that was going on in her family. Like, she broke that chain of just sexual abuse. And at 13 years old, like, became an adult. you know? And I don't know what the fuck I would have done if I was 13 and in her shoes. But that is a whole different story. Let me tell you something that happened a few years ago to her that was like, it should have been on a fucking movie. So for the longest, her mom told her that she had a sister, and that, you know, this was her sister's name. And my mom for the longest was looking for years. And at one point she just gave up, like, that's not true. Like, it's just not a thing. Up until one day that a man came to our house and approached my dad that was outside and said, does Trina live here? And my dad stunned, like, who the hell are you? Like, that's my wife. And he told him, I believe my wife is your wife's sister. And there was just like a long pause. My dad was a little stunned too. And so then my dad takes him inside and tells my mom everything. And my mom was definitely stunned, almost passed the fuck out. And it's so crazy that her sister only lived an hour away from us. Like, the whole time she was just like right under her nose. And they had tried calling like our house phone multiple times, which I don't know if we still have one, but they had tried calling multiple times and we just never answered the phone. And so he just took it upon himself to come out and find us. So all of their stories lined up and everything. So then they all got like excited, and he drove an hour back home to go pick up his wife because she didn't even know he left to go do this, and picked her up, brought her back, and they met. And my mom was like in shock that how much she looked like her grandma that had passed. So it was just like they knew that they were related. They later on did a DNA test and found out that they're like full-blooded sisters. So like same mom, same dad. So that was like pretty surreal to my mom as well. And so just to clarify, my mom's mom did have both of her children very, very young. So my mom's sister, who is a year older than her, was adopted. And so that's why my mom never knew of her. And just only heard of these stories that her mom would tell her, but she never quite believed it. So yeah, isn't that fucking insane? That's just a sprinkle of the fucked upness that she came about. But something that I've also come to realize with all the new information that we've gotten over the years just about her family and just like the Hispanic culture as well, is that people go on without saying a damn fucking thing when they know it's wrong, and or like just expressing their feelings in general. Like, we're always told to be quiet and respect our elders and do what we're told, and that's just it. We have no say in it. And I think our generation is definitely trying to change that as far as being able to express and communicate, which I'm definitely getting a lot better at. I used to struggle with expressing myself, and a lot of the time what I found myself doing was I would like tell myself how I'm feeling like in my own head, but I actually wouldn't ever say it out loud, but I would think I would say it out loud. And so I would often assume that I don't like my partner or my family member or whoever knew what I was thinking when I never fucking said it. I had that issue. I realized that later on as it was like brought to my attention that like I never said that. So I think that's why if I ever decide to have children, that I would try to gentle parent, to try to communicate with my children as best as I could so that I am the example for them to know how to communicate. Because communication is fucking everything, and being able to relay whatever message that you want in the clearest form possible is fucking difficult. People sugarcoat shit all the time and downplay what they're feeling all the time to try to help that person not feel as bad, if that makes any sense. Like, everyone does it. Like, oftentimes we feel like we are obligated to make a person feel better based on whatever actions that they've done towards you. And if you let that person know, like, that's not okay and that makes them feel like shit, that's not your fucking problem. Like, they need to get over it. They need to learn that they hurt your feelings and that they need to change their behavior because your feelings fucking matter. Love yourself enough to set those boundaries early on with people so they know how to treat you and they will never cross that fucking line. And if they do, it's like they know what comes with that. Like, you're fucking cut off. Like, you don't deserve to have me in your life because I am worthy of so much more. So in closing, know how to set those boundaries, learn how to communicate better, to express your true feelings without anger, without resentment, because that always comes across. So if you're feeling angry about something, definitely take the time to write it down and express yourself on paper. And then maybe taking out a few of those cuss words that you put in there and then later confronting whatever person you want to set those boundaries with. So I hope you were able to get something from this podcast, as I do with each one of my episodes that I'm doing. I really want to be a good example and a good influence to creating healthy habits and just overall being good people, you know? So thank you so much. Talk to you next time.